You're listening to the Texas Standard.
For hours yesterday, Democratic state representatives railed against a Republican-led bill that would require women to pay a separate health insurance premium to get coverage for abortions that are not deemed medical emergencies. It's one of several abortion-related measures making headway during this legislative special session, and we're talking to two lawmakers today. First, State Representative Donna Howard is a Democrat who represents the 48th District, which includes much of Austin. She joins us now. Representative Howard, thanks for coming on the Texas Standard.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, debate over this legislation lasted several hours at times, you know, became very emotional. What are the main concerns you and your Democratic colleagues have regarding this issue?
Well, I want to point out there was one Republican who actually voted with us as well, Sarah Davis from Houston. The fact is that in this 30-day special session, this is our third abortion-related bill. These things seem to have more of a political purpose than an actual public health purpose. In this case, we're talking about restricting what private insurance plans can cover. Right now, most insurance plans cover abortions for rape, incest, and the health of the mother. They do not cover the so-called elective abortions, which, quite frankly, that's not a real name in terms of medical and insurance coding. They don't cover abortions that are not medically necessary, just like they don't cover eye lifts that are not medically necessary. So this is really a solution in search of a problem again, a way to obstruct access, to create confusion. There's no clarity about what is actually considered threatening the life of the mother. The author of the bill could not even clarify that for us. It's rife with confusion, and it's certainly unnecessary.
The Texas Tribune writes, the bill's author argues the measure is needed to keep people with moral, religious, and philosophical objections from having to pay for abortions. But you say Smithy is trying to prevent something that doesn't exist. It got into the faith issue. There was a parliamentary, intervention, if you will, saying, you can't question the beliefs related to this measure. Faith enters the chamber with regard to this measure.
Well, I totally understand, and I take Representative Smithy at his word that this is something that is a religious belief, a moral belief for him. That's really not the issue here. A lot of us have different beliefs about what should and shouldn't happen. The whole point of an insurance pool is it brings everybody into it, regardless of whether you actually use that particular health benefit or not. There are people who have moral and religious objections to a variety of health-related procedures. We can't start going down that slippery slope of saying what we can and cannot cover based on somebody's particular religious beliefs. You don't have to use your insurance for that purpose. We all buy insurance to cover things that are unpredicted, unplanned. To suggest that a family would need to predetermine that their daughter, perhaps, might be the victim of a horrific sexual assault or incest, and have to predetermine that they might need to have supplemental insurance to cover an abortion as a result of that horrific act is really unconscionable, and it makes no sense whatsoever.
Representative Smithy, though, did say that if it's medically necessary, and it would cover the woman. I mean, the woman is covered.
And that's what currently exists. That's what currently exists. That's why this is nonsensical. The fact is that insurance does not cover procedures that are not medically necessary. The vast majority of abortions that occur in this state are actually self-paid. The vast majority are early first 8 weeks of pregnancy. Those are the least expensive, though they can range up to $500. What we're talking about here are those abortions that may need to occur later in a pregnancy when there is some kind of a health risk involved. That is very costly. There's questions now about whether this legislation would result in an inability of a family to have that procedure covered. We're talking about a huge medical expense. This is not a well thought out piece of legislation. It is political.
A week left in the special session. How do you see the next week playing out?
I think there's a lot of behind the scenes negotiating going on right now to see if we can get certain things through or if we can block certain things from going through. It's really a lot of different plates spinning right now. We'll see which ones fall off and which ones might get through.
Representative Howard, thanks so much for coming on The Standard.
Thanks for having me.
And joining us now is Republican State Representative John Smithy, who represents Texas's 86th District. He's the author of the proposal that would require women obtain separate insurance coverage for certain abortions. Representative Smithy, thanks for coming on The Standard.
Well, thank you.
Now, why are you pushing for this proposal, I guess would be my first question. You said on the floor yesterday, quote, "I don't need an abortion. First of all, I'm a male. Second of all, I'm too old."
Well, I think that it goes beyond that. I think that there is a vast percentage of people in the state of Texas who find abortion in most instances to be wrong, either morally, ethically, based on religious grounds, or even philosophically. And they are put in a position of having to pay for coverage for a procedure that they would prefer not to. And so as a matter of economic freedom, we're simply saying that if you want to purchase the coverage, you can, but the government's not going to force you to carry it.
We just heard from Democratic State Rep Donna Howard, who characterized the measure as a solution in search of a problem, mainly because, is it not true, most insurance policies don't cover non-emergency abortions?
Some do. In fact, I would say many do. We had done a survey and found that that there's a variety of types of procedures that are covered under various policies, and certainly they still can be, but it's going to provide choice to the consumer as to whether they want to purchase that product or not.
But it would have to be a preemptive, I mean, like most insurance, you buy it in case of. But, I mean, in such a situation like this, I mean, in case I get pregnant and don't want it, I should buy this insurance?
You know, it's up to the individual. It's totally the individual's choice. And I think that Representative Howard has a bit of a point from the standpoint that this is typically, in most situations, the vast majority of situations, not a relatively expensive procedure. It's a very important procedure, but it's not an expensive procedure. And I would say in the vast majority of cases, the cost of the procedure does not even rise to the deductible of the insurance coverage. So even though the procedure might technically be covered, there's no insurance payment made.
There was an emotional debate on the floor yesterday, especially when it came to talking about putting exceptions in your bill for instances of rape, incest, and fetal abnormalities, with you making the argument, quote, "The act of rape very rarely results in a pregnancy." But in those situations when it does, is it the state's role to insert itself and some lawmakers' morality, as you mentioned, in that decision?
No. I mean, they can make it. People can make that decision right now under existing law. This question is just who's going to be forced to pay for the procedure. That's all we're talking about. People have tried to make this a debate over the legality or accessibility or availability of abortion procedures and circumstances. It has nothing at all to do with that. And as a matter of fact, very seldom is, as we said, is the procedure even paid for by insurance. So it makes very little change in that area. But to the people who are being forced to pay for something they find morally reprehensible, it's a big deal.
So we have a week left in this special session. How do you see the next few days playing out?
Well, you know, obviously, I think both sides are going to have to make a lot of progress because there really hasn't been any legislation that's passed both houses. Finally, I think today on the House calendar, we have some Senate bills. But both houses have been passing a lot of bills that have just gone across to the other side and haven't really met in the middle. So we're running out of time. And, you know, I certainly don't, it doesn't appear the entire agenda that the governor laid out is going to pass. And, but, you know, some of it probably will, but how much is still kind of up in the air.
State Representative John Smithy, thanks for coming on the Texas Standard.
Okay, thank you.